The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestor did to the false prophets."
So there was an atheist walking through the woods. Suddenly he heard a rustle in the bushes behind him. He turned around to see an 8-foot grizzly bear beginning to charge towards him. He ran as fast as he could down the path, looked over his shoulder and saw that the grizzly was getting closer, and he ran faster and faster, and his heart was pounding, and he tripped and fell to the ground. He rolled over just in time to see that the bear was right on top of him, right over him, raising its paw to strike him. "Oh my God!" he cried out. Suddenly, everything became still. Time stopped. The river stopped. The grizzly stopped. Everything stopped. And a brilliant light shone on the man. And a voice, a thunderous voice, came. Said, "Did I actually hear you pray? You deny my existence for all these years, teach others that I don't exist, and now you expect me to help you out of your predicament? Am I to count you as a believer?" Well, the atheist thought about it, and difficult as he was, he decided that that would be very hypocritical to be treated like a Christian after all these years. So he said to the voice, "Perhaps you could make the bear a Christian." "Very well," said the voice. The light went out. The river ran again. Time resumed. And the bear dropped down to his knees, brought both paws together, and bowed his head and said, "Lord, thank you for this food which I'm about to receive." I think most of you laughed, and you're all in trouble. "Woe to you who are laughing now," Jesus said, "for you will mourn and weep." Should I wait just a little while? Woe to you who are laughing. This is a particularly poignant line from today's text. This morning what we heard was it always feels like we're hearing the Sermon on the Mount, but this is the Sermon on the Plain, or as Luke puts it in our translation this morning, the Sermon on a Level Place, because Jesus went to a level place to preach this sermon. It's certainly Matthew's version of the Beatitudes, "Blessed are you who are poor in spirit," and Luke, they come from the same source, but they are told somewhat differently. They're told to a multitude of people. He's got the 12. In fact, when he comes down the mountain to this level place, he had just finished calling the 12, and they're named by Luke in that portion of the gospel. And he came down, and there were a multitude there. Luke identifies them. You've got the 12, but you've also got his disciples. So this is the broader group of people who are following him and studying what he's saying and learning from him. You also have people from specific geographic regions that are represented: Judea, Jerusalem, Tyre, and Sidon. Luke is indicating that Jesus' words are for everyone, all to be included, the good Jews, the not so good Jews, the Romans, the Greek, everyone is included in this. It is a clear message from Luke that what Jesus was about to teach is for everyone. So he began with a short list of those ways we can be blessed. Now the word here, blessed, is describing a particular depth of joy, not just happiness. Unfortunately, Jesus doesn't include the things that we really think would bring us joy, or at least the stuff we want. In fact, he completely contradicts the ideas and the values of the materialistic society in which we reside. We as a society tend to evaluate joy with things like houses and cars and bank accounts and things like that. But Jesus offers four comparisons of blessings and woes. This is, of course, different from Matthew. Matthew never says, woe is. He just goes through all the blesseds. In Luke, we get the woe-itudes, not just the beatitudes. He says, blessed are the poor, but woe to the rich. I'm paraphrasing here. Blessed are the hungry, but woe to those who are full. Blessed are the rejected, but woe to those who are accepted. Blessed are the weeping, but woe to those that are laughing. Speaking of that, a young pastor, fresh out of seminary, was having lunch one day, and he got an envelope from his mother in the mail, and she put $20 in the envelope. And so he thought, oh, that's great, I can use that about now. But when he finished his meal, he noticed a beggar outside the restaurant. And he thought, that person needs this $20 bill more than I do. So he put it back in the envelope, and he crossed out the names and whatnot on the envelope, and he wrote a message of hope. He wrote, persevere. And he gave the $20 in the envelope to this man who was in need. Well, the next day, he felt a tap on his shoulder, and he turned around, and there was the man again. And he had a wad of cash in his hand, and he handed it to the pastor. And he said, well, where did this come from? He said, well, Persevere won yesterday, and he was 30-1 odds. This is your half. Okay, that one wasn't quite as good, but still, Jesus says, woe to you who are laughing. Are we not supposed to laugh? The truth is that none of us fit comfortably in these blessings. In fact, to the extent that we fit anywhere in this passage, we really fit the woe-itudes. Woe to you who are rich. Woe to you who are full. Woe to you who are laughing. Woe to you when you are popular. These are the things we want. It's a problem. These are all things we either want or in some cases are struggling mightily to be. I've said it before. If you are fed and clothed and slept inside last night, by any measurable standards in the world, you are rich. And I've already heard most of you laugh at least once in the last, I'm going to say 7 minutes. Most of us work hard to get people to speak well of us, but woe, 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 what are we to do? Well, let's keep the big picture in mind. I think first it's important to pay attention to how this fits in with Luke's overall message. The Gospel of Luke, you know, all four of the Gospels have their own themes. But this whole thing about the woe-itudes and the beatitudes in Luke fit with his message. You recall the angel Gabriel appearing to Mary. That's in Luke's gospel. It's the only one it appears in. And after the angel leaves, Mary offers what we have come to call the Magnificat, her song. And it includes the lines, he has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones. Hear woe here. cast down the mighty from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. And then we heard a few weeks ago, Jesus going to Nazareth in the temple in his hometown. And he gives in his inaugural sermon, he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Jesus is all about those who suffer. The biggest difference between the Beatitudes in Matthew and the Beatitudes in Luke is that Matthew's are more pointedly spiritual. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Luke just gets right to it. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are the hungry. Luke's Beatitudes are more a call to action in the name of justice. And in fact, that's really the theme of the gospel. The other thing to remember in the big picture here is the simple fact, and we see this all the time in the Gospels, that the kingdom world is an upside-down world. It's not one that we will easily recognize, but it's one that we are being called to. Remember, Jesus commonly used hyperbole in his teaching, that going to the far extreme in order to make a point. But that doesn't mean we should discount it. But I don't think we're actually doomed when we laugh. At least I hope not. I think the trouble comes when we fail in our laughter to recognize suffering around us, and when we ignore the impetus to do something about it. Now, friends, the kingdom of God draws near. And the kingdom of God brings an end to the world's values, or at the very least, reorders them. The gospel, if nothing else, is a constant call to us to change. As we prepare for that kingdom, God simply calls us to examine our lives and our priorities in the light of the grace that is made known to us in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Messiah, Jesus who died and rose again. Luke is calling us to prepare ourselves for the upside-down world that is, in fact, the kingdom of God. Amen.